T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley, Peter Burns of the SEC Network joins us and talk about the biggest thing happening right now in college football and maybe even sports, and that is the potential of Texas and Oklahoma moving to the SEC. And what is the latest you're hearing? Are you feeling like this is something that is true, that is really going to occur?
Boys, let me go even back before that, right? So I've been doing my show from SEC Media Days over the last 4 days, and you know the wake up call has been like at 4 a.m. right? Like, it's early. So like yesterday, I'm just exhausted after 3 days, and Clint can attest, like, we're just super busy in these things. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take like a 30 minute nap. So I just lay down for a little bit, 30 minute nap. I wake up, I'm like, all right, I feel refreshed. I turn around, look at my phone. I've got like 9 missed calls, and it, you know, like, says 9 missed calls and like 45 text notifications. I'm like, oh my God, like, what has happened? Like, did something happen? Said, sure enough, everybody wanted to talk about this. It was just a bomb, like, that was thrown right in the middle of the SEC Media Days. And, you know, it kind of seemed like one of these rumors. It's like, you know, at Media Days, kind of like Super Bowl Radio Row, there's always this kind of like rumor that grabs, you know, some flames and then kind of fizzles out. But more and more, this looks real. And I remember doing my show this morning. And I put out, hey, listen, you know, talking about Texas and OU and what would the new divisions and conference look like. And I'm, you know, my office for SEC Network is about 20 feet away from the offices for the SEC offices over in Media Days. And I didn't have anybody come to my set saying, hey, knock it off. So they weren't exactly trying to extinguish those flames. We'll put it that way.
Well, that's good. It sounds like there's another reason to believe it. I mean, we got John Lopez in a building here, Peter, that's been in the college football game, in the media game for, golly, 30, 40 years, strongly tied into the A&M program for several yep. years now. And he's got a source that he's got some with pretty high level of confidence that it's at least real and it's gaining steam right now. Let's talk about it as if it is a possibility, okay? At the end of the day, what does this mean for the SEC? I mean, are we looking at super conferences? We've already had NIL. We've already had conversations about playoff expansion. Is this just the tip of the iceberg for these super conferences starting to form?
Yeah, I mean, I joked around about it. I pulled a tweet up like 10 years ago and said, hey, we're on way. I mean, this is 2011. I said, one of these days we're going to have 4 16-team, these uber power conferences there. And sure enough, it started to sound like it. I mean, you know, let's just say that if Texas and Oklahoma, you know, obviously it probably will opt out, and they at least go at least free agents at a bare minimum. So, you know, they've got the leverage, right? They're the big brands of the Big 12. So they could always go back to the Big 12 and do another deal, or, hey, you know, highest bidder, let's go. Now, naturally, the SEC is where the most amount of success has been lately, and it's geographically a better fit if they don't play in the Big 12. And, yeah, I mean, I think Greg Sankey has looked at this. I mean, Clint, he started SEC Media Days by saying, you know, quoting Bob Dylan, the times they are a-changing, and they are, right? I mean, we're in college athletics 2.0, and now it's like, all right, well, let's think, if you're going to build everything from scratch, don't just think in the idea of 14 teams. What would you want? And he probably went, well, I mean, if Texas and Oklahoma want to flirt, I mean, I'll two-step with her a little bit and kind of see if this progresses a little bit.
Ooh, shining them buckles. SEC shining buckles with Texas and OU. Come on now. Talk right, to baby. Me.
Peter Burns, SEC Network, joining us talking about Texas and OU attempted to join the SEC. What would be the reason for Texas? Because Texas has, for a long time, just ran the Big 12, so much so that they ran off A&M, they ran off Missouri and other schools, because they've got so much power and control, and they were able to get that Longhorn network, and we're hearing that they would be fine with not having that anymore to join the SEC. What would be the reasonings that Texas is really interested in giving up that type of control that they had?
Well, I think that they realize that that it more than likely at some point is going to exist in a super conference way. And I think more importantly, I think that they looked at it as, quote, hey, you know, they ran out A&M 12 years ago. Well, A&M looks at that and going, buddy, like, we were smart enough to understand the writing on the wall. And by the way, our checks were pretty damn big and our facilities are better than Texas. Oh, yeah, our football team's been better on there as well, too. And they looked at it. And now I think Texas, I mean, you go back and look at it. I mean, it was so funny because, you know, I grew up in San Antonio and spent time in Kingwood. So I know the dynamics of Texas and A&M and just that state. And it was always Texas kind of was that big brother to Texas A&M. A&M had come into the SEC. I mean, they laugh at how bad Texas football has been over the last couple of years, right? I mean, think of what Jimbo was at. I mean, Jimbo Fisher was asked about it on set with us this week, and he's like, hey, Texas, be careful what you ask for, right? I mean, you know, don't think it's just going to come in here. I mean, there's nobody in the SEC right now that is afraid of Texas football. I can tell you that. But I think Texas wants to be a part of that brand. Oklahoma will want to be a part of that brand. And if you're the SEC, if Texas and Oklahoma are indeed looking to go somewhere else, you got two choices. You could say, nah, we're good. We don't need anybody. Well, that only means that either the Big Ten or maybe the ACC might go out there and try to poach them. So you're like, all right, well, you're coming with me. I just don't want you to go anywhere else. And if that's the case, the SEC is just going to get even more powerful.
Peter Burns of the SEC Network joining us on Sports Radio 610. Pete, what about the you mentioned, I forgot that you were lived in San Antonio and spent a lot of time in this neck of the woods. I forgot all about that, man. But so you are more familiar with the UT and the A&M relationship. What do you make of the way that A&M, outside of Jimbo Fisher, because I think Jimbo Fisher is absolutely crushing it, by the way. How do you feel about A&M's response to UT wanting into the SEC at this point?
Yeah, it's natural. It's kind of like, all right, well, hey, we're going. You know, there's a new country club joining. Like, are you in? And Texas is like, no, I'm good. Like, I've got my own country club. And A&M's like, no, I'm going to join this country club. It's awesome, right? And now A&M's like, well, wait a minute, I thought you didn't want to join. You know, like you were so cool over there. Now you got to come join us. And I mean, you know, think about your school. I mean, like, think about Arkansas. Like, before A&M came in, Arkansas had it rolling, right? They were the farthest west school, and they could kind of point to the fact that, hey, listen, if you're out west and you want to come and play in the SEC, you could come here, right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, guess what? When Texas A&M came in there, it kind of coincided with Arkansas struggling a little bit when those recruiting battles. And it's not in a lot of it had to do with football. And I think now A&M looks at it and go, well, wait a minute. Like, we've already made this jump, like, and we're good right now. So it's a natural fit. The problem is I'm not sure how much leverage Ross Bjork and Texas A&M have, right? Like, do they have enough swagger to go out there? And I think you have to have 11 yes votes. So they would need three other teams, programs or universities to agree with them. And I'm not sure this won't be so advantageous dollars and cents wise for all the schools that they're willing to do that. And I'm not sure if there's three other votes out there. If it comes down to that, if these reports are true, that's going to veto it.
What do you think that looks like? You said, I've heard it has to be a more than 50%. Now we're hearing it has to be four total votes, but nonetheless, I'm going to speculate on all that. What the other universities, what do you think it looked like? I think Arkansas says, bring it on. The conference gets stronger. It's more money for us. We can continue to grow. It's already a monster to recruit in Texas as it is.
Right.
What other schools do you think, for one reason or another, would possibly side with A&M to not do it?
I mean, maybe Missouri because it's out west, but Missouri kind of has that attitude as well too, and they're not necessarily fighting for you know, with Texas on that stuff. You know, maybe like the Mississippi schools, because they would look at it and go, wait a minute, like, we're kind of in that little sweet spot of kind of in the middle where we can compete when we have really good years, but sometimes, you know, we're kind of right in the middle. This may kind of drop us down a little bit more. But at the end of it, guys, and I know money's not everything, but cash rules everything around me cream right now, right? I mean, it's crazy. Deal, yo. You know it. And coming off a pandemic where a lot of these athletic departments had to cut their staffs, and all of a sudden, hey, this deal could potentially bring X amount of tens of millions of dollars to this league, which helps you keep women's volleyball or soccer or men's golf or something like that. I think everybody looks at it going, well, someone's going to do it. It sure as hell might as well be us. And I think that's at least the SEC is going to take a look at it. And let's be honest with you. Right now, when it comes to college athletics, the SEC is Leonardo DiCaprio in its prime. He can pretty much go into any place and go, you're coming with me. And that's kind of what's happening right now.
Peter Burns getting nasty there at the end there. I like that in you. I like that in your feet. All right, man. We appreciate you jumping on us with us. I know you got a lot going on there, a busy, busy time. And we thank you for taking the time out and hanging out with us for a little bit.
Anytime to be in H-Town with my boy, with Sterner. Later, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!